Coach's Insight continues on KARE 93.7, talking ACCHS basketball with boys head coach Troy Hoffman. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, nice win on a Tuesday night, 50-36 on the road at Jackson Heights. We'll kind of dive into that one a little bit more, but just what were the overall takeaways from that win?
I've been really impressed. You know, again, Kieran Corder, this has been his third game back, and we missed him the first four games, or five games, I guess it was. And, you know, just having him back at point guard, I think, has helped us quite a bit. We've been doing point guard by committee, or, you know, I've been shoving a kid in a point guard who may not be ready for it. And just having him back just lends a lot of stability at that position and it frees kids up to maybe play their roles or play to their strengths a little bit better than what they could in the past.
Yeah, and you mentioned it right there. That was kind of going into my next point, getting Kieran quarterback. You know, he kind of handles the duty at point guard, freeing everything else up for everybody else, and it kind of just makes things a little bit smoother for you guys, and you've gotten back-to-back wins, again, as we mentioned, against Jackson Heights, and then Oskaloosa mixed in there as well. But it seems like even with that, you know, the success here recently, it hasn't really been just one guy. It's been a collective team effort.
It sure has. We've had, you know, Ryan Keith, Lane Mullins coming in off the bench, Wyatt Kramer coming in off the bench, and I'll tell you what, they have really played within themselves. You know, I implore those guys to play great defensively when they get in the game. That's what we're looking for, and just play within themselves offensively, and they really have done that. And, you know, that it's, you know, when you got kids coming in off the bench that embrace their roles, you know what, that's just a great thing.
You certainly are playing really good basketball right now. You've won four of your last five. The one loss was a two-point loss to Jeff County North, who is in the latest rankings this week in the KBCA, so obviously they're a very good team as well, and you were right there in the end and could have had that win. As we hit one more game on Friday and head into midseason tournament play, we're basically getting to the halfway point. What do you like about the team right now, and maybe what's one thing you want to improve on moving down the home stretch?
Well, I think, you know, where we're at right now, I think the kids realize they have a very high ceiling. You know, we're not as good as we're going to be, and I think they realize that, and the work ethic and practice has just intensified. And more so, yeah, you know, coaches talk about that physically, but the mental approach in practice, the mental intensity in practice has really increased. We're able to sustain, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hour practice. You know, whereas before, maybe we were pushing, maybe just be thankful with 45 minutes. So that's really gotten better. And, you know, and going ahead, I just want these kids to realize that, you know, defense for us is going to carry the day. And we need to realize that and continue to improve on the defensive end going forward, because there's a lot of situations we know we're going to encounter in the second part of the season that, you know, a great defensive effort could make the difference. So, you know, we're looking to do that, just be a great defensive team.
You got the midseason tournament coming up next week, but another league opponent coming up on Friday. Prior to that, you get Pleasant Ridge, who's a quiet 6-2 right now. Their lone two losses are to a ranked Jeff County North team and also undefeated Valley Falls. What challenges does Pleasant Ridge present, and what kind of game do you ultimately expect on Friday?
Well, again, like I say, all is well coached. They have great guard play, great shooters from the outside, but I also know they added at Christmas a 6'8 post player. So that kind of changes their look a little bit, gives them a strong inside presence, not that they didn't have one before. Inside presence previous, you know, it seemed like they were penetrating, and that was their inside presence in their post game. But now they've got a solid post player inside along with a good guard. So it's going to be a challenge for us, but it's a challenge, you know, we look forward to. It gives us a chance to defend the perimeter and also see if we can do a good job on the inside.
ACCHS playing really good basketball right now, winners of four of their last five. They'll get Pleasant Ridge coming up on a Friday night, a road trip before the midseason tournament coming up next week. That is Troy Hoffman, the ACCHS boys head coach. Our conversation with the coach presented by L&L Construction. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Congrats on the victory against Jackson Heights, and good luck on Friday. We'll do it again next week.
Look forward to it.